I want you to pray this prayer, if you will. Bow your heads, if you will. Or can I ask you to bow your heads, please? And pray this prayer with me. My heart is open. My mind is ready. And my spirit is active. Now will you open my eyes, Lord, to see the goodness that you're supplying to me today through the preaching of your word. I ask you this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. If you go in your Bibles to Acts chapter 2, we're talking about things revealed. Things revealed. Acts chapter 2, picking up at verse 17. And in the last days, God says, I'm going to pour out my spirit on all people. I'm going to pour out my spirit on all people. Amen. All people. All. Your sons and your daughters. Well, they're going to prophesy. And the young men will see visions. And the old men, the OLDs, they're going to dream dreams. So I'm officially an OLD, I think. Because I'm going to talk to you about a dream. Even on my servants. Are you a servant this morning?
Yes.
Both men and women. So men and women are both servants. It's not a male-dominated church. It's a male and female church. Because both are God's servants. I'm going to pour out my spirit in those days. These are those days of which he spoke about. And they will prophesy. So men and women can prophesy. And I will show wonders in the heavens above, and signs on the earth below. Is it possible that you can be a sign and a wonder on the earth? Yes. Because God's pouring out his spirit, so all of us can be a sign and a wonder on the earth. So during 2001, during the COVID pandemic, when did it start? 2020. Yeah. You know what I mean? Okay. A year into the pandemic, one night I had a particular dream, and it was detailed and it was specific. That was in context to what was going on in me and around me. How do you know that when God speaks, he always speaks in context? He doesn't speak random. He speaks in context. So this morning's word that you received in worship is in context to you who needs that word. Amen. If your pastor's been somewhat foggy and smoggy, that word is contextual for you, to bring you clarity to your future. Yeah? So God began to speak to me through this dream. And it was a dream that not only saved me, but it sustained me. And that's important. And the dream carried a message, and it carried an instruction of how I was to rise up and deal with what was taking place in me and around me. Thank God for dreams. What was going on in the church and what was going on in my own heart and some of the hearts of the people close to me was something that God began to show me in this dream. And it's great when God begins to show you, because he gives you inside detail. He begins to reveal something that is not known. Reveals something that cannot be seen by the human or the naked eye. It's something spiritual that God reveals in your spirit while you're asleep. And God is still using your mind, he's still using your spirit to communicate that which could never be known. But God has a way of speaking into you when you're being recharged through your sleep. It's a very, very supernatural, powerful thing for God to do that. Dreams are powerful. And He showed me how I was to use my strength and my energy, and in what areas and how I was about to go about my business, which is, that's knowledge and insight I could never have bought off the internet. Yeah? And he did that in order to preserve, to sustain, and bring progress. Preserve, sustain, and bring progress. I didn't ask for the dream. I didn't pray for a dream. I just went to bed. And I went to sleep, and I had this dream. And I'm not one for dreams. In effect, if I do, they're not in technicolor. They're in black and white. Some are black and white nightmares, not dreams. So I know when I was having this dream, it was something highly unusual. Because when I woke up, it was still there. It was still playing in my mind. The video didn't switch off. And I'm not saying, like I say, I'm one for dreams. And I know, normally I know the difference between me just having a dream and God beginning to speak. This dream was striking, it was visual, and it was instructional. And I describe this dream, I described it this week to Phil. I said, this is the dream that keeps on revealing. For me, this dream started 2 years ago, and it's still revealing to me now. Every time I draw on this dream and think about this dream, God begins to keep revealing new things. It's the dream that keeps on giving. And this is how I know it's God. It's very powerful. Thank God that in his mercy, he chose to give me a dream. Joseph got a dream, you know. It changed the whole course of a nation. And I got a dream that's changing the whole course of the Dream Center. Dreams can be defining moments. And they are divine moments. They are defining moments. They are divine moments. And a divine moment can create a divine movement. Let me say that again. This is how important these things are to us. A dream can be a defining moment. A defining moment can materialize into a divine moment. And if you take hold of this defining moment and this divine moment, it can actually bring a movement. That's how powerful they are if you receive what God is saying. Dreams and prophecy are just two ways that God reveals things to us. Don't want you thinking that we've all got to go to bed tonight to have a dream so we can, it's the only way we can hear what God is saying. No, they're just two ways. Prophecy is one. And the word we gave this morning was a prophecy, and a word of knowledge. There was all gifts flowing in there in that one presentation. That was a defining moment for someone, which can create a divine movement in someone when God's word is planted and received. Mary said, "Let it be unto me, as you have said." It created a divine movement. Jesus was born from a virgin birth because of what was announced over to her. Fantastic, supernatural, glorious, glorious. God reveals himself. And dreams and prophecy are just two of the ways. And he reveals in those things the secret hidden things that no man can know, that only God knows. And God opens up his heart. And as he opens up his heart, the Holy Spirit sows something of God, something unique, something specific, something divine to you, to us, to those who hear it and receive it. The hidden things are precious because they can't be obtained any other way than the divine way. Yeah? These secret hidden things that are revealed to us then become our knowledge. They become our practices. They become our stones that we can look back and say, that's where God spoke to me. I remember what I was going through when God spoke to me, when he revealed something that was hidden to me. I now build a stone, which helps me, becomes part of my runway to navigate my life. When I get lost, all I have to do is turn around and see where was the last point he spoke to me and how. So I never have to go far. I don't have to go miles and miles looking for him. I just have to go to the last spot that God spoke. And this becomes the runway for our life. All the days ordained for me were written. Right, so that the landmarks show me that he's the one guiding my life and guiding my life. Very powerful, the hidden things, the secret things, when they become revealed to us. This Bible is just more than just a book. This is a portal. This is a portal taking you into an unseen dimension that lives in you. It lives in you. And you're connected. And it takes us to where God is. It's amazing. You should be getting excited by now. God says, I'll pour out my spirit. Why would he pour out his spirit? Because the spirit is the software. It's the software to understand the coding. When I open my Bible, it's just words to some people, but it's coding to me. And the coding is life. And inside the coding, there's keys. And I know how to operate those keys. And yet, inside of me and you, there are viruses that run. Right? But I've also got another piece of software called WordPerfect. WordPerfect overrides and roots out any unwanted, unknown virus. And WordPerfect is what rewrites my destiny and yours. WordPerfect is what brings healing. You've got to understand what's in your book. You've got to understand what's in the portal. It starts with you've got to open it. Let the Bible, some days I read the Bible, other days the Bible reads me. So God, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. And I'll do it on men and I'll do it on women. And I'll show wonders in the heavens and I'll show wonders on the earth. Deuteronomy 29:29 says, the secret things belong to the Lord. The secret things, the hidden things. There's no way you can know a secret unless someone opens the mouth. True? But God doesn't have to wait for you to open your mouth. He reads your heart. Right? He knows what's inside your heart. But the secret things belong to the Lord. There's the source. There's the origin of all things secret. Yeah? But things revealed belong to you, to us, and to our children forever. So there are some things that God will keep a secret because he's the engineer and the creator and the architect. He has the right to all that. He is the architect. So therefore, he determines what needs to be released and to who and to where and for what purpose. He's the controller of all this, right? He's flight controller. And he says, but the things that are revealed, that's what we need to lay hold of, the things that are revealed. So that tells us that not everything is a secret. So God is a God that wants to share what he knows. And he wants you, and he gives you a downloading point and an uploading point. So we can download and upload and be upgraded and updated in present truth. So that's important why he gives us the Spirit, because the spirit now becomes the operating software to know what's been kept hidden. Do you understand this? That's why he gives his spirit to all people, but his servants. You see, a theologian who doesn't know God hasn't got the operating system within them. You can read the Bible all day long, but if you haven't got the operating system, the Holy Spirit, you get the Holy Spirit through repentance and forgiveness, through the blood, cleansing your heart and cleansing your past, right? Once you've got Christ in you, you have the operating system to know more. So as we ask the Holy Spirit to pour himself out on us and get baptized with the Spirit, we have power. We have access to unknown, unheard of before information and revelation that now God says, I'm inviting you, my children, into it. Now, each individual person has to have their own hunger and their own thirsting. Without hunger and thirst, right, he's giving you access to this point. But if you want to know the deep things of God, your hunger and your thirsting are now keys you need. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. They shall be filled. Filled with what? They'll get updates and upgrades. If you want to be passive, you'll only get first level entrance. Yeah? I'm preaching better than you're responding. But listen, so they belong to us for our children for how long?
Forever.
There's no time date on this, but there is a responsibility to pass it on to our children. To make sure the next generation catch what we know. And we know the contention that flows between those two generations. Now, why is it given to to the next generation? So that we may follow. There's the purpose. We may follow all the words of the book. Why? Because if we don't follow the words of the book, we create distance between the secret and hidden things. God doesn't want us to create distance. He wants us to come closer. So let's just say you're having a moment in the presence of God here, like we had this morning. You're having a moment. Can you picture this now? You're having a moment in the presence of God. Your eyes are closed. Your hands are raised. Your heart is open. And you're reading your scriptures, or you've been reading the scriptures in the presence of the Lord, and you get up and you just begin to worship the Lord, da-da-da, and you're caught up in a moment of awe. And the Lord asks you a question, but it's a twofold question. Are you ready for the question? He says to you, what value, this is you in the presence of God now, what value have you placed on the revealed things? Revealed to you in my word. What value have you placed on the revealed things that I've revealed to you in my word? Have you placed any value on them whatsoever? Second part of the question is this. And how do those revealed things give your life leverage? How do the revealed things give your life leverage? And the God is asking you, show me, can you answer those questions? So the question was, John, is what value do you place on the revealed things that are revealed to you through my word? And how do these revealed things give your life leverage? Because answering that question will determine the value you place on the word. They'll determine the value. Now, this is key for the revealed things. This is key to the revealed things. You see, some of you are frustrated with how your life is. You expect other people to change, and they're not going to change anytime soon. Why? Because there's a certain different journey that they have to go on. You're not in control of that to some degree. There are things not happening in your life that you think you're entitled to. Well, bless God, you've heard a preacher say, if I'm a child of God, he just wants me blessed. He wants you sane first. He wants you sane, understanding, be real. Can you imagine, what kid do you give everything it wants to? You're going to ruin the kid if you do that. Right, God expects some maturity from you. Some character. Some discipline. Self-discipline. God wants to share all this secret stuff with us, but he also needs some vessels that can carry some stuff. Come on. Some character in the house. And he's saying to us, you know, okay, I need to know, what are you going to do with the revealed? What have you done with the revealed things? And do they really give you life leverage? Because if there's things that you can't change in the natural, there is a way that things can change in the spirit. You can't fight natural things naturally. Well, some things you can. But with the spirit, because our warfare is not carnal, it's spiritual. So the tools that God gives us are designed to influence and affect the natural. Albeit, though you are natural, you also need to be spiritual. So the two dimensions need to flow. These things need to give your life leverage. And if you're struggling, it's because you don't have the knowledge and the insight that God's been trying to share with you. Amen. He's preaching again. He's opening the Bible again. He's opening another scripture again. Yeah, I know. Shoot me today, will you? This is called opening the Word so your eyes can see what's in it. Amen. Between each verse, black and red, depending what's in your Bible, mine's black and red, there is keys. And there's a world in there that's speaking.
Yes.
Wow. That's why it's called living and active. And it goes beyond joint and marrow. Wow. But you think, oh, this God never changes anything for me. You change first. So let's listen to what Isaiah had to say about this leverage. Are you ready for this? Isaiah realized that there's great leverage from this word. Isaiah 50. There's great leverage from this word. But if everything's kept hidden and a secret, you just think this book is so, just black and white. It's so hard. Lord, will I ever understand? That's why I asked us to pray, Lord, my mind is open. My heart is ready. My spirit is active. These are key ingredients for the secret things to be revealed. Yeah? Now, every one of us knows there's days you go to your Bible and it's like I might as well be reading Swahili. Right? I'm thinking, oh, please, Lord. It's just a foreign language for me today and my mind's in 1,000 places. I'm not talking about those days. Some days, God gives me the gift of interpretation of Swahili. And it goes from Swahili into English. And now it makes sense. But there's going to be many days when you read and your heart's in a very different place. And you're reading it out of a sense of, you know, discipline and things like that. That's good. But there's other times when your heart is hungering, you're thirsting, Lord, speak to me today. Yeah. And there's a difference. And you know, you need both of those things. Because not every day I go, oh, Lord, I'm hungry. I don't. Some days like, what have you got today? Come on. Isaiah 50, that's where we're up to on here. Verse 4. The sovereign Lord, let's just stop there. You're not getting any further. The sovereign Lord, because he's the author. He's the origin. He's the primary source of all things secret, all things hidden, and all things revealed. The sovereign Lord, now watch this, has given me. There you go. Then I'm back on the page again. Not only is all the days ordained in my life been written for me, The sovereign Lord now has given me. Me. What's he given me? An instructed tongue. Why would I need to have an instructed tongue? Because I'm going to make known to you things hidden. They're going to be revealed. And your mouth is going to be the vehicle that I'm going to use to make what's hidden known. Boy. All things hidden now can live inside a person. He's given me not just a mouth, because you're not just a mouth. It's an instructed tongue. So when I had my dream, God showed me and he gave me an instruction. My mouth now has been speaking based on what God has shown me. I haven't told you what the dream is. That's not for you to know. The contents of the dream are mine. But the instruction of the dream is also mine. Go and do this. This is how you do this. This is how you put that fire out. This is how you slay this giant. So it was personal to me. He didn't say go and share, make everybody aware of the dream. But I want you to know, I want all the people to know that you are now functioning based on what I've instructed you. I tell you, what a great place to be. To know that what you're doing is based on what God spoke. Because what God spoke is also in the Word. Now, he's given me an instructive tongue. To what? To know. To know. That's what the secret hidden things is about, to know. So I can know what somebody else doesn't know. Yeah? To know what? The Word. Now I need insight to know the Word. You see this? What is that Word going to do? The Word that's going to sustain. Now it's going to bring life now. It's going to bring life. So the hidden things now is not just so you can say, I know this. No, it's now going to be a divine tool on the ground that's going to have an effect. Amen. This is the whole point. This is leverage. Amen. Leverage, John, to sustain, to affect, to change, to advance, to progress. Arise, advance, accelerate, execute. These are the hidden dimensions of God that empower you to do those things. Oi. He wakens me. Some of you can't be wakened. Clocks don't have no effect on you. Shakings don't have any effect on you. But God wakes us in the morning. There's an internal shaking that says, hey, you've got message. During the night, your spirit was uploading and downloading. And God has sent you a message. Yes. Wake up, O sleeper. Yes. Arise from your pit. Yes. You've got a message. Yes. Something hidden is now is in your inbox. Yes. Yes. Doesn't matter what operating system you got, Apple or Mac. Forget those two. God works on his own operating system. Yeah. It's called the Calvary Software Package. Amen. It's inside of you. Okay? So he says, morning by morning, so I can be updated. Sky News is not my go-to. TikTok, Facebook, CBN, CBS should say, Fox News. You've got to be dodgy having been called Fox News. You've got to be dodgy being called Fox News. But heaven has downloaded, and you've got a message in your inbox. Yeah. Woohoo! He wakens my ear to what? Listen, in other words, pay attention. Because what I'm about to speak is going to give you leverage. Like one being taught, that's my spirit, that's my response. God can speak because he knows I will respond. That's why he speaks. The sovereign Lord has opened my ears. I have to do something, God does something. And I have not been rebellious. In other words, I have not been the kind of person that says, I'm not doing it, I'm not listening, I'm not interested. Why would you receive the secret things or the keys to the kingdom if God can never get your attention? If you have to be in church to hear God speak, Lord help you. Lord help you. God should be able to speak to you anytime, any place, anywhere. Amen. Yeah? And then he says, here's your response, and I have not drawn back. See, Isaiah realized this word is the very thing that separates them, him, from everybody around him. You've got to come to that point where something's inside of you that's not in everybody else. And God wants everybody else to have what you want, but he's going to use you to communicate some things. This word must give you leverage. It must give you leverage. What's the point of having this diamond, this all this power, all this wonderful revelation, if you cannot progress in your life? Something is not right. We've got to ask the question, why am I not progressing? If I've got all this latent power inside of me and I'm not advancing in my life, something's wrong. And it may be the way you receive the word and meditate on the word, or you ignore the word, or you're not strong enough to stay with it until it comes to a place of fulfillment.
Yeah.
Little by little,
yeah.
Precept upon precept, God will do things. It must give us leverage at some point.
Yeah.
Can you see this? So the Sovereign Lord has revealed. Let's just back up a second. The Sovereign Lord has given me. In other words, he's given me. He's going to add something to me that's going to make a difference. God is going to add something in what's unknown. And in making it known, it actually adds something to me. It gives me an extra dimension. It gives me an extra footing. It gives me an extra clarity. It gives me an extra chip in the game. God's adding something to us. This is why it's important. God, you see, the Bible tells us to make sure you add everything to your faith.
Yeah.
But there are times, that's what you must do, but there are times when God supernaturally does it to you. He adds things to you. And one of the best ways is in the sleep. So when I go to bed at night and I'm sleeping, I say, Lord, my spirit's open. Download to me what's mine. Whatever you want to say, download to me. And I wake up in the morning, if nothing's on the answering machine, that's fine. But you know when sometimes you get up in the morning and you think, I need to call Sally. Just need to call Sally. You may not have a Sally in your life, but Sally's fictitious. And you think, I need to call Sally. And then dinner time comes and you think, yeah, Sally's still on my mind. But no actions resulted from it. And then at the end of the night, you meet Sally. And Sally tells you what kind of day she's had. And you say, you've been on my mind all day. Yeah. But you didn't respond when you got the answer machine message. All you saw was the light flashing. So when you get an impression on the inside of your spirit, that's God's answering machine telling you you've got mail.
Amen.
And you need to respond to that. Because you think, well, it's just an impression I've got. Yes, that's right. That's how God works. He gives you a leaning towards something. This is just how one of the ways he speaks. There's many other ways. He gives you a leaning to do something, to respond to something. That's the leverage. You can avert disaster. Or you might say, you need to pray for someone. You might have a thought, I need to pray for Dave Tilbrook today. And you didn't pray for him. And all day. And then you see him at the end of the week. And Dave again says what kind of week he's had. And I could have used my leverage to benefit him. Oh yeah, God's not just going to speak to you for you. God speaks because he pours his spirit on all flesh. Right, so he's got his kids in mind. One of the greatest realities that you and I are going to have to wake up to one day is that God's got purposes beyond you. God's got interests beyond you. Why? Do you know what God loves? All things, it's under the banner. All things work for the good. God works by the leverage of all things. So, are you still with me? I have a tongue which is an instrument. It's able to deliver and reveal what others don't know for themselves. God has given me this power. The tongue lives inside of me. It's part of me. Yes? And it's an instrument that makes him better know, or should it makes him fully known and better understood. Thank God he's given me a tongue. He awakens my ear to whatever he's speaking. It's the secret things. It's the secret things that tune your heart and your spirit to see to know and to hear what God sees and knows. And he says, I've not been rebellious in my heart. In other words, no sin, there's no pride, there's no arrogance or disobedience. You see, these become the filter that then stop further things being added to us. I've not drawn back. Job said in Job 35:10, he says, no one says, where is God my maker? Who gives songs in the night? But no one says, where is God my maker who gives us songs in the night? Gives us songs in the night. Who teaches us more to us than to the beast of the earth and makes us wiser than the birds of the air. But no one asks. No one asks. Where's the song in the night? Ha ha. Songs give us leverage. Songs give us leverage. Remember the old song? You can have a song in the night. De-de-de. Go on, Gwen, you should be able to know this. I lose the words after the first line. After every trial, is it? Or after every smile or something like that. Anyone can have a song. Of course you can. A song. A song. What is the benefit of having a song? It's gone quiet in this Catholic church. Why? Because a song is a focus. A song focuses you on something. Why can't... Well, I'm not a songwriter. Who said anything about writing songs? I said a song in the night. Yeah? A song in the night. Why can't my spirit wake up with a song? Yeah? I do it all the time. All the time, my spirit is always singing songs. People say, I wish you'd shut up. But that's always been me. That's how God has made me. God's made music, melody in my heart. And my mouth just utters it. It's just a way of end. You'll always hear me around the building whistling or singing or whatever. In fact, those who went to the School of the Prophets with me in Malaysia knew. I did their head in. I woke up in the morning and I was singing, good morning, good morning. You got to get out of bed. Good morning, get out your sleepy head. I just like to sing. Just like to annoy people, Phil says. A song in the night. Listen, the songs are the keys to the secret hidden things. Songs are the keys to the secret hidden things. Why? Because without that song, you wouldn't know what God's trying to focus you on. All he's doing is responding to you, to what's innate within you. I'm a music guy. So I respond. You say, well, I can't sing. Of course you can sing. You may not be able to audition. You may not make the X Factor live show, but you've got a tongue and therefore you can sing. He says, make a beautiful noise, and it's a beautiful noise when it's you and God. It just may not be a beautiful noise to everybody else listening to you. But that's not the point. Is give puts a song in your heart so that you will focus your attention through the day. You've got to understand this is just one of the ways God speaks. He wants to bring the hidden things that are hidden into the realm of them being revealed. Singing. So can I sing? I mean you, I'm asking you. Can you sing? Yes, you can. So start asking God for songs. Songs. Now don't bring them to Paul. Don't bring them to me. You know why? I'm going to say, did he give it you? Right, it's yours then. Don't ask me to sing your song. That's not what we're saying by he's giving us songs. I'm going to give all the musicians all my songs. No, Kimo Savi. That's not what we're saying. He's giving you a song. You enjoy it. Because in your head is a studio. And in your head, you're going to the nations. In your head. In your head. So, but no one says, where is God, my maker? See, that's a question that leads you to finding out what's hidden. Where are you, God, today? Where are you in this mess? Where are you, Lord? It's a heart that searches. And when your heart searches, it asks questions. Psalm 77, verse 5. He says, I thought about the former days of years long ago. And I remembered my songs in the night. Pushaka. I remembered my songs in the night. Why? Because they brought me back. They became an anchoring point. I remember my songs. Ooh. My songs. I'm always creating little ditties. I'm in Asda on my phone and I'm and people's looking, you know, when you see today, I mean, it's fine today because everyone's walking up and down the aisles and they look like they're talking to themselves, don't they, with the pods on. So I've decided myself, I'm not bothered now. As long as I get it on my phone, it doesn't matter. Why? Because it's a melody. It's a melody. Now that means something to me. Yeah, it's fine. I'll take it back to the lab. Now, when you wrote songs like we wrote the songs, when you listen to the first day it came, you're thinking, how the heck did God ever use that song? It's called The Hidden Things. So if you find your husband in the middle of the night going, don't nudge him and say, shut up, trying to sleep. Capture it and say, you had a message in tongues last night, Swahili. So let's return back to the initial question. You didn't answer it. Which was the two-part question that God asks. What have you done with the revealed things that God has revealed to you in his word? What have you done? That's the question God's asking you today. What have you done? Because that will determine whether he should keep on revealing it. It reveals whether you put any value on it. You've got to answer that question in your own heart quickly. Well, Lord, yep, I've got to own up, fess up here, Lord. Yep. I've not done a lot. But Lord, forgive me, cleanse my heart. Put a desire inside of me, oh God. Put a desire in me for the love. Put a love in my heart for this word. Put an intensity in my heart that won't compromise it. It's a journey. And then the second part of that question is, how does it give you leverage? Because the leverage is the fruit. The leverage is the fruit of what this word does in your life. If there's no fruit, then you won't want to do anything with it. But if there's fruit, that becomes the gusto you need to keep on doing it. Yeah? Do you think I find all this off the internet? Come on, ask yourself the question. Lord, forgive me and take me home tomorrow if I get my messages off the internet. That doesn't mean to say I've not heard a preacher and say some good stuff and I've not gleaned from it, because I have. But a message from the internet? Why would I go into the cloud when I can go to heaven and get it from the source itself? Hello? I don't get this thing from the internet. I get it because I've got a love for something and for someone. And I'm called to do it, by the way. That's got to be a big thing. If you're not called to it, people will call you when you do it. So, what secrets do you desire God to reveal to you? What secrets? There are many things that God can't and won't reveal to you because they are his. Don't ask, no matter how much praying you do or how much fasting, God's never going to tell you the day he's coming back. That's up to the Father, and only he knows that. Right? Don't ever think you're entitled to an answer to why somebody you love suffers. There are some things you're just not going to get an answer on. They are difficult things. When someone suffers you love and they didn't make it and they go home and you think you're entitled to an answer. I've been there. And you know what? God says, son, there are some things too deep for you at this point in time. You're not at that place. Keep trusting me. Keep trusting me, son. Keep walking with the things you do know and don't let the things you don't know deter you. Keep walking with me, son, and greater things will be revealed. It may not be those things, but you feel so intense about these things right now because they're alive and they're real. But as you keep walking, son, I'll reveal other things. Amen. And this is what God does. You know, no father reveals all that he knows to his children. And this is something we've got to learn to grasp and be okay with. God won't share everything with us. But he's got so much he wants to share with us. I don't know why God's allowing some of these evils in the world. I don't understand why what happened this weekend in Israel. I don't understand why Ukraine and Russia is continuing the way it is. I don't understand why God allows some buffoons to walk the face of the earth. And remember, hang on, shut up, Tony, you're not that far gone yourself. All I need to know is focus on him. Staying with what I do know. And hopefully God will reveal some insight to me, some revelation, some wisdom in some areas that can bring some answers to other people's area of pain. Amen. Because they're asking for some knowledge. They're asking for some wisdom. Now, I may not have the answer to my question, but I can have the answer to other people's questions. That's why he wakens me morning by morning. Amen. And he gives me a word to sustain the weary. Amen. And some days that wearies you. You are the weary one that God speaks to sustain. Yes. This is a message you should play back time and time again. So the secret things belong to the Lord. We've got to remember this. The secret things belong to the Lord. But the things revealed belong to us. Wow. And to our children. So they're not just for me. For others, and that we may follow all the words of the law, it says. The revealed things are generational, and they safeguard and protect our children. But they must first be secured in a generation, and you're that generation. But remember, parents, your influence is greater than your authority. You will influence your children. Your influence on your children will be far greater than your authority, because there'll come a day when your authority no longer holds them. But your influence should always be present in their life. And you know what? Influence is such a key for making hidden things revealed. Without influence, how do you make those things known to people? You try and teach someone with your authority. After a while, they shut down. But your influence gives you a seat at the table to make hidden things known. And then later on in life, they'll class you as wise. A wise old owl. So, let's go last scripture. I think I've said more than I thought I was going to say. But let me finish on this scripture. It's a long scripture. It's Daniel chapter 2. Nebuchadnezzar lived with frustration in his life because he didn't have access to understanding things revealed. He had no understanding for the things revealed. Now he's the king. And the king got mighty angry and frustrated. Just like you sometimes get frustrated. And let's pick it up in Daniel chapter 2. I want to read it to you and make some comments along the way. Daniel 2, verse 1. In the second year of the reign of Nebuchadnezzar, he's had a dream and his mind was troubled. His mind is troubled. Not like he wakens me morning by morning. You know, there's a different configuration going on here. He's troubled. So the king summoned all the magicians and the enchanters, the sorcerers and the astrologers to tell him what he had dreamed. Well, he's got the wrong company around him straight away. Okay? When they came in and stood before the king, he said to them, "I've had a dream, like Pastor Tony." And it troubles me, unlike Pastor Tony. And I want to know what it means. Now, what we don't know is the intensity or the loudness of his voice, but we pick that up as we continue to read. Then the astrologers answered to the king in Aramaic, "O king, live forever. Tell your servants." You can imagine him saying, "Cut the waffle. Let's get right to the thing. If I've had a dream, you lot, knowing all that you know, show me the power of your leverage. Show me the power of your leverage. You're an astrologer. You're a..." What else have we got? We've got the astrologers. Who else do we have? Sorcerers. And the enchanters. Magicians. Show me the leverage of your powers. And not one of them could produce it. Wow. "Tell your servants the dream. We will interpret it." The king replied to the astrologers, "This is what I firmly decide. If you don't tell me what my dream was and interpret it, I'm going to cut you to pieces." Now, there's a good motivation for finding an answer. Is it not? Yeah, did. Not dead, Elijah. Did. It's the Scottish version of finality. Yeah, did. Verse 6. "But if you tell me the dream and explain it, you'll receive gifts and rewards and great honor. So tell me the dream and interpret it for me." Once more, they got a lot of waffle. "Let the king tell his servants the dream and then we'll interpret it." No, no, no. "Read my mind," he's trying to say. "Read my mind." Then the king answered, "I'm certain that you're trying to gain, because you're trying to gain some time." Of course you are. "Because you realize that if you don't give me the answer, you're going to be dead." Yeah? "You're trying to mislead me. You're trying to be wicked and blah, blah, blah." So the king is so frustrated that he orders the wise men to be executed, of which Daniel is one of them. But Daniel's got leverage. Amen. Daniel's got leverage. Daniel knows a few things, and he knows he's God. So now the things revealed to him are going to give Daniel the leverage he needs. The secret hidden things. Why? Because his life's on the line. And sometimes your life is on the line. And the life of those you love is on the line. You better find a way of how this word is going to give you leverage. So, verse 16. "At this, Daniel went to the king and asked for time so that he might interpret the dream for him. Then Daniel returned to his house and explained the matter to Phil and Paul." And said that they said, "We haven't got a Scooby-Doo. What are you on about?" Let's pick it up at verse 19. "During the night." Oi. "During the night. When your body is down, you know, it's on charge, and your spirit's uploading. During the night, the mystery was revealed to Daniel in a vision." Thank God there's a man on the ground that heaven can get a message to. "Because I'll pour out my spirit on all flesh, men and women, on my servants." So God, all God needs is a man and woman on the ground he can send his message into to give them leverage for the situation. Oi, this is technology 101. Yes. I love this stuff. "Then Daniel praised the God of heaven." See, straight away, I focus it right back. There's that song in the night, causes him to praise God and say, "Oh my Lord." "And said, 'Praise be to the name of God forever and ever. Wisdom and power are his. He changes times and seasons. He sets up kings and deposes them. He gives wisdom to the wise and light dwells in him. And I thank and praise God, oh my Father. You've given me wisdom and you've saved me life. Power, you've made known to us what we asked of you. You've made known to us what NBC, Fox, Sky News couldn't reveal. You've made known to us the dream of the king." And this was the very verse that God spoke to me, and that's how we got the name, the Dream Center. God says, "You are about to make known the dream of the king." Oi. So that's what became our name. Things hidden became revealed. I was in a meeting, listening to someone preach. They were saying nothing to do with that. And all of a sudden, it was like a spear came right across the room. It was graphic. to me. I saw this spear coming right across the room, and it hit me. Boom! How I hadn't been thinking about it, never thought about it, and the name Dream Center exploded in my heart. It was a moment. I closed my Bible, I got up and I walked out. I didn't need to read anything that was being said after that. I just needed to receive what God had said. So, verse 2, he reveals the deep and hidden things. He knows what lies in the darkness, and light dwells in him. And I thank and I praise you, O God, my Father. You have given me wisdom, power. You have made known to me what we asked of you. You have made known to us the dream of the King. Woo! The final point is this. Everything revealed must have a value. Everything God reveals to you must have a value, or you will not put any intensity on it, or you will not respond to it. You will fritter it away. You'll negotiate it. You'll compromise it if it has no value. You see in this, to whom much is given, much is, you know the story. You know the gospel. You probably could be the smartest group of people I've spoken to today. Let's stand to our feet, if we will. I trust this message has helped you this morning. Because it's helping me. It's helping me immensely. I feel the wind of the Spirit in this message. And I feel the clarity of God coming through.
Yes.
Far more to say on this, because I believe we're on point with it. Let me rephrase that. God wants you and I to have a desire for more. Yes. There's things that God wants to reveal.
Yes.
There's questions you've been asking. You're frustrated. Why, Lord? Why me? Why not you? Why not you? Let's start there. Daniel was in a situation where his life was on the line. But his connection with God was so close that it didn't matter how far God seemed in the natural. All he had to do was raise up his holy hands. Now, here's the thought. You're only one thought away from heaven. Close your eyes, raise your hand. And bring heaven to you, because heaven lives in you. Let the dimension of what's in you connect with the dimension that's above you and outside of you. And say, you don't need any special kind of prayers. You just need heart.
Yeah.
Heart will get you going. It's a good place to start. And then bring the word. God, you spoke to Daniel. Lord, you spoke to Mary. God, I'm no different.
Amen.
I'm someone you love. God, speak to me like you spoke to them. And God will speak.
Amen.
And the hidden, secret things become yours.
Yes.
And then, guess what? Then you've got a message.
Yes.
Then you've got a message to share with everybody else. This is how God spoke to me.
Yes.
And now you can go and sustain the weary with what God revealed to you.
Yes.
And that's how it works.
Yes.
Don't let God be a secret all your life. He's not the best kept secret. He should be the best known secret. So, Father, we ask you this morning.
Yes,
you're good to us, Lord.
Yes,
you wake us up in the morning.
Yes,
and you put things in our spirits. I pray, oh God, give us a song in the night.
Yes,
give us a word in our heart. Configure us, oh God, so that we are response driven. We are driven to respond to what you say. I pray for this week, for all manner of circumstances that you will find yourselves in this week. And I pray that God's wisdom and revealed, the stuff that has already been revealed, will be brought back to your remembrance so that you can get leverage in your life. Leverage. I pray for leverage this morning, oh God. Let your word elevate us. And take us to a whole new position. May it lead us to Jesus Christ himself. And may our fellowship be sweet with you, O God. And the people of God said,
Amen,
amen, amen.